Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into our podcast, Mom Group Dropouts. I'm Ashley and I'm here with my co-host,
Stacy. Hey guys. Hey. Ashley and I, we live in Windsor, Ontario. And if you're not around from around here, you might not know where that is. So the easiest way to describe it is that we're basically a Canadian extension of Detroit. Without all the entertainment though, like we don't have the Target, we don't have Olive Garden, what else?
We don't have Dunkin' Donuts. We don't have Krispy Kreme. Like all of my favorite places.
Ashley loves the donuts.
I love donuts so much. It's not normal.
So we're like completely deprived. We don't have any of that. But at least we're right across the border and we can hop over to Detroit and get our fix. Stephen Colbert called Windsor the Earth's rectum, which is a little harsh. But I mean, Windsor is pretty famous for its strip clubs, pizza, unemployment and drugs. So, I mean, he's not so far off in saying that.
You can't forget the penis bush bandit that we were on Jimmy Kimmel for.
Oh, right. The penis bushes.
Yeah. Every once in a while, someone who they never figured out who would go down to our waterfront. We have all these beautiful gardens and parks down there, and they would take these massive bushes and turn them into penises. And it made it like it was like international headlines.
I'm so proud of our city. We're just keeping it classy here in Windsor with our penis bushes.
I love
it. We don't want to bash Windsor too much, though, because we do have a good group of local followers. And that's one thing this city is really good for, local and small businesses, and then people supporting small businesses. I think that's one of the benefits.
I think it's wonderful. People are really, really good for that around here. There's also the casino, which is always a plus. We have great food there. We get great concerts there. And we have a really good food scene in general in Windsor.
Lots of food. Yeah. Can't complain about that.
And we're also 20 minutes from Detroit. So we can go over and watch Red Wing games, see all the big concerts that we miss over there. We can go see the Tigers. And they have an unreal food scene. They're way better than Windsor. But I love both places.
Yeah. And they have those like the bars on wheels, which we're going to do this summer, right?
Yes. I have to think of the name, but you go, it's like a cart and everyone rides a bike and they give you drinks while you're riding a bike around Detroit.
But it's like a pedal cart. Like everyone has pedals. I don't know what it's even called.
You can look it up. A lot of people on this thing.
Yeah. And everyone
and you're on it for hours and you do not have to pedal. The people, there's like somehow they get it to move without you pedaling. It's still amazing. They also have a boat that does this.
Come on. I don't know about the boat.
Oh, yeah. There's both.
So it's like a drinking, but you're getting your exercise at the same time, which is awesome.
Yeah. You don't feel as guilty.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to do this summer because I am dying to get on that pedal bike. Bar. Is that what it's called?
No, I don't think so, but it's okay because we will find out the real name when we're about to do it.
We definitely will. On to the podcast. So our plan for this podcast is to cover a little bit of everything. So from humor to serious issues, we want to be entertaining, but we also want to be insightful. We might make you laugh, cry, hopefully relate. And we hope there's something for everyone. Funny stories, mental health struggles like anxiety. What else, Ash?
There's a lot. I think that we've both gone through a lot of things. We have quite a lot in common. We both had babies who were in the NICU. I know I've had fertility issues and I've gone through miscarriages. And I think that there's a lot of bad that goes along with the good. And we want to be able to talk about everything.
Absolutely. And Ashley and I have a lot in common. Like, for one thing, we're both foodies with big booties.
Yes.
Which is coincidentally going to be the name of this episode one. And we both have three kids. We both have twins plus one. We're both very sweary.
Very sweary.
Very sweary. So if you don't like swearing, fuck off.
Sorry about your luck. Yeah.
We're both admittedly awkward. And we both have verbal diarrhea. So
yeah, we don't know when to stop talking, which in this case is good because we can either cut it out or you people just can stop listening whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, you can just, it's not like we're in person talking to people and their eyes glaze over and they're like, help me, get me out of here.
Yeah. It's like, how do I leave this conversation right now?
Exactly. Like, they can actually just drop off and turn off the podcast if they're sick of hearing our shit. Which is perfect for you guys.
But not so perfect for our families and friends.
Exactly. So we're going to have some weekly segments. They're going to be every week. And one of those is the mama drama.
So I love this one.
It's going to be fun. So send in your funny mom group drama stories. And we'll read and share them on the podcast. And also in our stories. And they'll be anonymous. So...
And we want them all the time, not just this time. Yeah. So continuously screenshot stuff from all these ridiculous mom groups and send it to us all the time.
Yeah, get the gossip, get the dirt, and like block it out though. Like we don't want to, we're not going to be, you know, putting people on blast, right?
Yeah, we don't want to like call out your baby daddy for not paying child support. We just want to read about other people's baby's daddies.
Exactly. We're just going to laugh about it because there's always some sort of crazy thing. The wildest stuff you can find, send it to us because we're going to feature it on the podcast. But again, we won't name names. So that makes it
even, 100%.
Yeah. It's discreet. Discreet gossip, if that's a thing.
And anyone that knows me knows how much I love food. And luckily I found Stacey who also loves food. So we're going to have a foodie segment. We're going to hopefully go around to some local places, try some good food, tell you guys where we think you should go, and hopefully make it over to Detroit and try a bunch of places over there. So we have lots of big ideas for this segment alone.
Yeah, like we might even get on here with some food and do like a food ASMR, like – like a play-by-play. Oh, this cake is so moist. Oh, because everyone loves the word moist.
Oh my god, I have one friend that hates that word so much and she literally cringes the second it comes out of your mouth. It's amazing.
I think there's a lot of people that hate that word. We're also going to have a segment called Motherfucker Fridays. We want to hear about what pissed you off. We're going to talk about stuff that pissed us off, and we're going to feature it every week. You can submit something that, you know, either something that made you just be like, motherfucker, or like somebody who was actually being a motherfucker. Send it to us. We're also going to talk about our motherfucker experiences.
We have quite a few already planned. I keep telling Stacey my number one, it's like a pet peeve, but I scream at people from my car when they throw a cigarette butt out their window. Like, that is a motherfucker move. Like, why the hell are you doing that? Pisses me off every time, but it's shit like that. It's something that you're just like, you can't yell at the person,
right?
So you can tell us and we'll yell at them
through
on here to the 10 people that are listening to us.
Exactly. We're also going to do celebrity.
Yes. Ooh, I'm so excited for all these. I keep saying yes. I love all of these. Celebrity is about celeb parents that we love, love to hate, hate to love, whatever the case may be. I am so excited that Amy Schumer became a mom.
Oh my God,
she has been amazing these last couple weeks. So moms like her, Chrissy Teigen, Jenny Mollin, all our favorite people that we love to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about celeb dads too. You know, maybe have like a
Hot
dad feature.
Once a week, we'll just post wonderful. We'll do a lot on our Instagram. Yeah. So we'll probably post pictures of hot dads.
All the time.
Maybe more than one time a week.
It'll be regular in our stories.
Maybe it'll be a daily segment.
Because I'm obsessed with Josh Duhamel. Who's your celeb dad crush?
Oh, I really love Ryan Reynolds. He's just like so funny and the shit he says is amazing. But I also love his wife. So it's like I have like a couple crush on them. I just love – I want to be their friends.
The two of them are both amazing.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're pretty awesome. And he's just so beautiful to look at. Justin Timberlake too. I freaking love Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he is lovable. And did you see – so we're already getting into our celebrity.
Yeah, see?
But here – you know what? Maybe I should save it. But Jessica Biel posted the sweetest tribute to him. And this is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about. And we'll post it in our stories too, a little bit of it. But I'm not going to tell you what it is in case we do bring it up. But oh my God, was it the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life. We also have some guests lined up. So I'm not going to give those away now, but it's going to be exciting. We're going to have some fun guests and do some collabs, some giveaways, and hopefully even some live broadcasts at local events that we want to go to.
Yeah, all of that is what we're thinking and what we're hoping for. And we hope that all you guys are on board, and we hope that you are super active on our Instagram, because we're looking forward to hearing about all of these things from you and your opinions and all your mama drama.
And I want to know how many of you are actually mom group dropouts. Like, how many of you pieced out of mom groups? And I want to know why and how. That could be part of the mama drama, right?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Tell us why you left. And did you give an exit speech? Were you one of those?
They're the best. I feel like some of the moms who give exit speeches are probably not the ones that are listening.
If they are, more power to them, because I love those exit speeches. Most of the time.
They're so entertaining.
They are. And I'm like, I agree with you. I'll like it. You know, I'm like, they're like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. I'm out of here, you judgmental bitches.
Fuck all y'all.
This is supposed to be an open-minded group. Y'all judging me. So, yep, that'll be part of our mama drama.
Please send us those.
But now we're just going to get real awkward and talk about ourselves, because I really feel like you need to find out who we are, because you need to know if you want to be our online friends or not, and if you want to keep following us or not. So this is like, the pressure's on. I'm sweating a little bit.
I keep saying it feels like our first date. Like, I feel like I'm going on a date with our listeners, and I'm going to try and
win them over.
Keep this the best. Yeah, win them over, but I don't know if I will. I might just sound like a tired mom, because that's what I am.
That's real.
I am. Yeah, that's my life. I'm a sleep deprived mother of three. I have a 3-year-old daughter and 1-year-old twin boys. I always have the Wiggles stuck in my head, and I have a coffee in my hand.
Like an IV of coffee.
I wish I could have an IV of coffee. Yeah, my kids don't really sleep, so I legit am tired all of the time. I basically just stop them from hurting each other and themselves all day, every day. The twins are getting super brave now, so it's getting more and more interesting. I post all of this shit show of my life on my Instagram, too. If you want to follow my personal page, it's Ash Cora, A-S-H-C-O-R-R-A. I am currently on mat leave until November. I'm actually a pharmacy tech at a local hospital. That's my job. My dream job, though, is to own a food truck, because food is life. Like, I would be in grade school watching the Food Network, and all my friends were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But that's just who I am as a person. I took a year of culinary arts just because I love food that much. But I survive my shit show by binge eating at night. And then every few months, I'll go for a run for a couple weeks, and then I won't work out again for like another 6 months, maybe. Something like that. Not very often. Married. I've been married for 5 years now. We got married on New Year's Eve 5 years ago. We've been together for 8 years. And that's basically me in a nutshell. I'm super awkward. Like Stacey says, I love to swear. I love to eat. And I like the idea of going out and never actually make it anywhere, because I am on my couch in my pajamas every night. Now let's find out about you. Now it's your first date.
Oh, first dates are hard. I haven't been on one in so long.
So long.
I don't think I'd want to be, because now people like send out dick pics and stuff. And how would you ever?
Oh, my God. I hear stories. One of my best friends is single, and my sister-in-law, and they do online dating, and I don't know if I can handle it.
No, they get a lot of dick pics, and that was never a thing like when I was dating, and so I don't even know what I would do with that, but we need to do a whole segment on that is what I'm
– Yeah, I have so much to say about it.
Mm-hmm. A lot. So I think like we need to save that for an entire segment, because I could go – go to town on that. And then we'll have somebody who, like, some single ladies or divorced ladies talk to us about the dating scene at that, you know what I mean, stage of their life, because I'm curious.
Yeah, and I also keep telling my single brother-in-law that we're gonna do like a bachelorette episode for him. We're gonna find him a date.
Well, this is fun. Look at all this fun stuff we have coming up.
Yeah, see, people, you love need us. To love us.
I swear it's gonna be fun. This first one may be a little awkward, but from here on out, it's gonna be good. So me, I'm just like an overwhelmed, mediocre housewife. I'm a humor blogger. I live in a frat house with my husband and my three sons. So it's literally just balls and wieners all the time. Just all day, every day. Like, I'm really sick of dick. But like, I'm
over it.
I started my blog and my humor and meme page, Macaroni Mom Jeans, as a creative outlet and to have a sense of identity outside of being a stay-at-home mom, because I've been home, oh God, for like probably 6 years now. So that page is basically, it's free therapy. Like, it's my therapy. I used to be, I think, a lot of fun. And I had friends and I did things that weren't online. But then when I had twins, I was just completely overwhelmed with three kids. And I felt like no one in my circle really understood how wild my life became, like, overnight. Or they did understand it, and but they saw it. Like, they came and they witnessed it and they just ran the fuck away. They're like, yeah,
peace. Yeah, like, see you later.
Good luck with that. So I'm super happy that I made so many internet friends who are also in the same sinking boat along with me, because we're just drowning together and laughing through it, stress eating through it. And I think that's what we want to do with the podcast, is just connect with people who have similar experiences. And that is pretty much me in a nutshell. We just want you guys to tune into our Instagram, because that's where the action's going to be in between podcasts, which are going to be weekly. And then you'll be able to find out like what we're serving up next.
And we want to hear what you guys want us to serve up next. We want your opinions on what we should talk about. What do you want to hear? What do you think that we can relate to you guys about? Or you just want to hear our opinion?
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to our first shit show episode. Can only go up from here.
And hopefully we still have people listening to the end.
Thank you so much for listening. Come back next week and find out what we're serving up.
Bye.